From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. North Korea is warning South Korea of further attacks if Seoul carries out what it called reckless military provocations. The warnings come after North Korea responded to a South Korean military exercise Tuesday with artillery fire that killed four people. The U.S. says it still plans to send an aircraft carrier to the region this weekend as part of a joint military exercise with South Korea. Colonel Dave LaPan is a Pentagon spokesman. He says the joint military exercise was planned before the attack.
This exercise is directed at being a deterrent for the North Koreans. It's not directed at China.
LaPan said the exercise was not meant as a message for China. China is North Korea's only ally and main economic partner. The U.S. has been urging China to press North Korea to stop provocative actions against the South. It appears most air travelers did not opt out of the full-body scan on Wednesday, traditionally the busiest travel day of the year. Critics of the new security procedure had urged a boycott, but airport officials say few passengers observed it. At Chicago's O'Hare Airport, holiday travel is still going smoothly. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
A campaign encouraging Thanksgiving travelers to refuse going through full-body scanners doesn't seem to have persuaded many here at O'Hare Airport. But that doesn't discourage Paul Murphy. He's one of two individuals who showed up in an airport terminal to hand out leaflets for a website called We Won't Fly.
It seems like the TSA is just being very heavy-handed with their whole approach to this and trying to scare people away from doing the pat-down inspection and forcing people into these new scanners that they've brought out.
The other protesters said they were doing the job the TSA should have done, alerting passengers of all the risks associated with the full-body scanners and a passenger's right to refuse to go through them. Cheryl Corley, NPR News at O'Hare Airport, Chicago.
The National Association of Realtors says existing home sales fell 2.2% last month. Daniel Carson reports.
Home prices are scraping bottom. They're at the lowest level in 7 years. And the supply of new homes is at its lowest level in 40 years. Not surprising, given builders are competing with some 4 million existing homes, gathering dust on the market. And that's the rub. Michael Larson, a real estate analyst with Weiss Research, says most home buyers zero in on the sticker price.
When a buyer has a choice of buying a home, and he's got a new home that's a little bit more expensive, and he's got a nearly new home that he can buy out of the distressed market for a lot less, what's he going to choose? He's going to choose the used home.
So builders have no incentive to ramp up construction until some of the inventory of unsold homes clears off the market. Economists expect that will keep a lid on construction and construction jobs for at least a couple of years. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
This is NPR News. A jury in Austin, Texas, Wednesday convicted former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay of money laundering and conspiracy to commit money laundering. He could be sentenced to as long as life in prison. The jury determined he used his political action committee to illegally direct $190,000 in corporate donations to Texas Republicans running for office in 2002. DeLay told reporters the prosecution was an abuse of power and he plans to appeal. General Motors and Isuzu are recalling 192,000 mid-size pickup trucks. WDET's Jerome Vaughn reports the trucks don't meet federal standards for child restraint systems.
The recall affects Chevy Colorado and GMC Canyon pickups from the 2004 through 2011 model years, Isuzu I-280 and I-350 pickup trucks from 2006, as well as the I-290 and I-370 trucks from model years 2007 and 2008 are also included in the action. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says one of the tether anchors needed to secure a child seat is not accessible. Dealers will fix the problem by cutting a hole in the back panel trim, which will provide access to the top tether anchor. Dealers will also add supplemental material to the owner's manual on how to properly use the anchor. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.
The federal government is restricting shrimping in part of the Gulf of Mexico after a commercial shrimper found tar balls in his net. The ban applies only to royal red shrimping, but covers about 4,200 miles of federal waters. The Coast Guard is analyzing the tar balls to see if they came from the Deepwater Horizon oil rig explosion last April. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.